That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. Tonight we have so much going on as we enter August, and we're first going to talk about the new moon in Leo, which is tonight. It's going on right now, and it's been going on all day. It started at 4:13 a.m. Pacific time, and it's at 13 degrees Leo. The new moon in Leo asks you to open your heart and to remember the child within. Leo likes to be creative and play, so plug some fun into your life before the change of seasons arrive quicker than you thought. Remember, there's three parts to us. We have the little child, we have the adult, and we have the blessed higher self. And when we remember all those three and we put them in balance, it's amazing what that will do for our life. It will really put us on track, put us on our path, and then we'll have access to all the knowledge we need to get through. A contradictory note is that Mercury is turning retrograde in hardworking Virgo until August 28th. Accomplish practical tasks while the messenger is in Virgo, and then play when he retrogrades backward into Leo, and that begins on August 14th. But most people do take the last 2 weeks in August for vacation, especially our courts, our judges, and our lawyers. They're all on vacation the last 2 weeks in August. Mercury will move forward in Virgo again during most of September, So don't feel like you need to accomplish everything right away, because it won't happen. What you need to do with Mercury retrograde is to go through those closets and drawers and attics and basements and garages and clean everything out. And you really need to do that now, because there's going to be so many changes coming, you won't have time to do it later. Another interesting planetary configuration is Love and Money Venus. Everybody likes love and money. Venus makes an uncomfortable yod pattern to spiritual Neptune and transforming Pluto. Now, a yod brings you a faded relationship, and the yod looks like a Y shape, divining rod, with Venus as the focal point. The energy can feel like being inside a soft drink bottle with somebody shaking it with their thumb blocking the opening. There is a tension and it's looking for some kind of relief. And we have to figure out what that relief is. Venus asks you to look at your relationships and your finances. Pluto asks if it's time to release something. Are you ready to let it go? You have to. Don't try to hang on, because you never want the universe to make you let it go. You want to do it voluntarily. It's a lot easier that way. Neptune asks if old values and activities are dissolving before your eyes. And if that's happening, don't you think it's time for a new vision? It's time to get creative and to write down what you want. And with tonight being the new moon, you have about 3 days to create what you want to bring into your life. Because in 3 days, we have the Lion's Gate, and we're going to talk about that tonight, too. One note that may help you is there's an emphasis on the fixed signs, which are Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, and Scorpio. Fixed signs stay the course and preserve. Now is a good time to stay strong and endure, but always allow the release and dissolving process to work quietly behind the scenes, as coming eclipses will stimulate changes ahead. We have eclipses coming in October. And of course, October is always called the month of surprise, especially in an election year. You never know what's going to happen, and everybody's always so shocked when it does. So, we're going to listen to the weekly cosmic tip. It's a little bit long tonight, but I do explain a little bit more about the new moon in this. So, let's listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about the Lion's Gate and how it can bring you a higher vibration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of August 5th through August 11th, 2024. The beginning of August brings us dignity, love, and a breath of fresh air for the first 2 weeks. Powerful tensions are building up in the middle of the month, and I'm expecting some kind of a catastrophic event occurring between August 15th and August 18th. A full moon in Aquarius that will pack a punch. It also deals with a promising harmonious aspect figure of the three spiritual planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, which will be with us, guiding and protecting us for some time to come. The first day of August brings color into everyday life. Venus in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus on the 2nd, followed by Leo new moon today, August 4th. The desire for new things and a new beginning increases. It's a great time to go out and show yourself. Love beckons, joy is palpable, and a fresh breeze in your life is welcome with open arms. Perhaps you feel like going on a shopping tour. In this case, you should set yourself a limit, especially regarding new clothes or jewelry. And this can help you be aware of your worth and dignity. On Monday, August 5th, Venus leaves Leo and enters Virgo. During this transition, it forms a yod figure with Pluto and Neptune. Dreams and reality now can be very close. You could create extraordinary artistic work now, or visiting a concert or a theater could be a great moment for you. It's also an excellent time to get to the bottom of relationship problems. Don't wait any longer. Also, on August 5th, Mercury begins its retrograde in Virgo, which will last until August 28th. This energy ushers in a 3-week period of potential confusion and setbacks, along with some unexpected delays and a possible catastrophic event. Ensure that you make clear agreements during this time and postpone signing important contracts if possible. Mercury retrograde is all about the past, making amends with estranged family and friends, reconnecting with lost loves, and clearing out old responsibilities and issues before taking on new ones. You may also need to work through issues from the last few months. If you long to reach out to the one who got away, Monday or Wednesday would be an excellent time to do so. Also, when Mercury is retrograde, even the best laid plans can go haywire. If traveling for your summer vacation, you could experience delays, traffic jams, construction on the road, flight delays, cancellations, or a mix-up with reservations. Be sure to remain flexible and give yourself plenty of time for flights and trains. Tuesday is perfect for work of an intellectual nature. However, you could become exhausted if undertaking any kind of physical labor. On Wednesday, August 7th, the Leo Sun is sextile to Jupiter in Gemini, which loosely conjuncts Mars. Mercury retrograde meets Venus. The quality of time is optimistic, and some people have big plans now. However, the approaching square of Saturn and Pisces to Jupiter can lead to critical questions about overly optimistic plans. If you bite off more than you can chew, you could find yourself overwhelmed and then destabilized. Thursday, August 8th, is a triple eight, the Lion's Gate. It's an extra powerful time when a high vibration portal of energy becomes available to us. This is explained on my Sunday night radio show, Let's Find Out, on bbsradio.com. The archive of that show is available on bbsradio.com website. Your energy comes back on Friday when mountains can be moved and piled up chores can be completed and checked off your list once and for all. If any misunderstandings crop up on Saturday, they can be talked out calmly and worked out by evening time. Sunday is excellent for sharing and cuddling with a family or your favorite snuggle bug. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and I do want to talk to you a little bit about Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde's tomorrow, along with the new moon, and then Mercury retrograde on Monday, and then on Wednesday is Lionsgate. Mercury retrogrades in Virgo, which of course is a very earthy sign, and it's the thing that makes you look at how to make things better. It rules the sixth house of work and pets and your health. So I want you to really think about, keeping up with your health and doing what you need to do to stay healthy. And one of them is to stay out of this intense heat, which I mentioned in the Stargazer report. So be careful, because if you go outside, sometimes the heat is so dense that you really can't take a deep breath. And if you do, it can harm your lungs, and it's worse than smoking. So stay in your air conditioning, and let's hope the weather lifts after a while. Mercury retrogrades through the 28th of August. It goes back into Leo on the 14th. And then it'll get a little lighter for you. But I also mentioned something else that we haven't discussed, and that is the catastrophic event that I see coming in astrology between the 18th and 19th of August. Of course, that's the time of the Democratic Convention in Chicago, and I'm worried that there might be some kind of an attack or an upset, either in the country or at the convention. So let's hope nothing more happens than what we've already had. And let's hope that we can move forward with a higher vibration of love, peace, and harmony. Now, I do want to mention the Lionsgate. So, this August, the Lionsgate portal is being upgraded. This term, Lionsgate, describes the alignment of the Earth with the Sirius star system. Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. This is when the new directions from Creative Source comes into our galaxy. Of course, I say that a little differently. This is when the middle of the galaxy opens up and lets more energy with a higher vibration pour in. Now, it's the Ark of the Covenant, and it really began last March, March 18th. We had the Ark of the Covenant in the sky, and the gates are opening up, and new energy is pouring in. And the way to get that energy is to meditate, especially in the moonlight. So I have some very special songs tonight about moonlight. Moonlight now carries our photon energy. And that has knowledge in it. That has words in it. That has items in it of information that comes from the universe. What does that mean? It means that a portal to the galactic family is being upgraded during this shift change. The upgrade will allow information coming in from the universe to arrive quickly and more efficiently, more powerfully. This is purposeful. It is as if the training wheels of Earth have been taking off, and you're riding your bicycle freely on a regular bicycle with no support. Now you need a cell phone to call home to share the information or to ask for help. A lot of you are going to be having realizations that you won't be used to or comfortable with, maybe. You may need to change your job. You may need to move away from your community because it's given you as much as it can. You may need to change relationships. Some of you could be getting married. Some of you could get a promotion. And some of you could really get a little recognition for your hard work. And that's very nice. The creative source of the divine intelligence created the planetary systems, galaxy, and worlds, as well as the many multidimensional and interdimensional energy and other things within the universe. So there is a need to upgrade to the system that's being part of a new galactic family as you evolve and we're becoming more and more aware of our galactic neighbors. And some of us are communicating with them, and that's going to continue, and that's going to grow, and it's going to expand. It's very, very exciting. This evolution to a higher vibration brings more divine intelligence flowing through the material form as you see it now. The ability to bring in greater forces and ability and to be a part of evolution. And to have that, you need an upgrade, just like a computer needs an upgrade. So many upgrades a computer get. I know that if you have a computer from 2009, it probably won't work now, or at least it won't work efficiently and with some of the new apps. So our body that's plugged into the universal computer also needs upgrading. This upgrade also has the ability to bring about some enhancements. One of the enhancements is something that will connect the galactic family. In the past, the galactic highway was considered a communication system and possibly a travel system between enlightened planets. A lot of us have traveled with the out-of-body experience, even though we may not realize that's what we're doing. It's very exciting. This is a picture of how your connection at a high level of emotional function interacts with other enlightened planets. Well, if there was a lot more of these interplanetary enlightened portals, we'd do this more often. What if there was a lot more going on there? What if there exists the ability to upgrade and to bring new abilities within these systems and portals? You know, it took me a while to learn what a portal is. But in 2013, a very good friend of mine passed away. Before she passed away, she went into a coma. And she was in a coma for a month. And I could travel to her and speak with her telepathically while she was in the coma. And I asked her what she was waiting for. Why didn't she exit and go to heaven or go to her place? She was very spiritual. And she said back to me, "I'm waiting for the right portal." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, this is incredible, I should put this in a book. She said, the first three portals that you see after you pass, the first one is your family and your loved ones. The second one is the God that you pray to, whether it's Allah, whether it's Buddha, whether it's the Christ. And the third portal is unknown. I'm waiting for the third portal. I want to go into the unknown. I thought that was so fascinating. Just fascinating. Earth is being primed to be able to do all that is an additional experiment within the planetary system. So we're being primed to be able to go into this kind of a portal, the different ones. And I know a lot of you know what I'm talking about, and a lot of others could be laughing at me, but that's okay, because I'm speaking the truth. Other channelers have received information that experiments here about what free will is. We define free will as choosing alignment with a creative source for the greater good of all, or not. So the galactic highway is a lot more than an exchange of information and travel. During his Lionsgate portal upgrade, the enlightened planets have the ability to bring in a higher functioning level of divine intelligence to all the enlightened planets for additional alignment to source. That's the power of this one. This is a 888-888. August 8th, and 2024 is an 8-year. So it gives us extra power between that and the Leo new moon, which conjuncts Pluto. I'm sorry, it opposes Pluto, and it affects us. It's going to bring in power. It's going to bring in universal information and a lot of things that we never knew existed. We should have higher medication. We're going to have higher forms of mathematics and numbers, and we're going to be able to do more telepathically. One of Earth was poised to be able to allow this to go forward. Why would that be, and what would happen? The human free will system of Earth has a lock mechanism so that you can't go back to the old energy after a planetary system shifts. In other words, once you're made aware of all this, you can't become unaware of it or go back to your old thinking pattern. Your thinking pattern is expanded, is brought up to a higher level, and that's beautiful. It also has an ability to connect to the galactic highway early, earlier than we're supposed to be. This was put into place in case it was needed, and it has been decided that the galactic highway can be used now, after all we've been through these last years. It's opening up for us a little bit earlier than was planned. Normally, these happens 3/4 of the way through a planetary system, not at the halfway point. And remember, this wasn't supposed to happen until after 2050, so we're early. And that means that we have upgraded our belief system and that we have upgraded our collective consciousness. And that's the most important thing. All year, I have been talking to you about astrology and about how our collective consciousness has to raise in order for everything around us to raise. Looks like we've done some work here, and I'm glad. What does all this mean? The human system will be more poised to operate in alignment with the Creator. It will also mean that human systems on Earth will be able to upgrade to the galactic highway, and all the planets will upgrade their divine intelligence communication. So we are going to be receiving much more information than we've ever had before. This is the easiest way to explain it. During the Lionsgate portal opening between August 1st and 8th, you will find an opportunity to upgrade your individual soul. So take the time to sit, get quiet, and meditate, and open yourself up to what's happening inside of you, what's within you, what can you discern, how can you grow, and what can you become aware of. Who do you love? Remember, when something goes wrong in your life, always ask God, what kind of thought power did I have that brought me this situation? What kind of thought power did I have that brought me this situation? And then work through it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to go to our half-hour break, And I'll be back to tell you a little more after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down the law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in his seventh house. And it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career. and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase, and this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
During the day, I was singing with you, singing with you. During the night, we were dreaming the same dream, dreaming the same dream. During the day, I was singing with you, singing with you. During the night, we were dreaming the same dream, dreaming the same dream. I wasn't conscious day or night. I thought I knew who I was, but I was you. I wasn't conscious day or night. I thought I knew. I was singing with you, singing with you. During the night, we were dreaming the same dream, dreaming the same dream. During the day, I was singing with you, singing with you. During the night, we were dreaming the same dream, dreaming the same dream. I wasn't conscious day or night. I thought I knew who I was, but I was you. I wasn't conscious day or night. I thought I knew. Ooh.
And that's William Vitalis singing But I Was You. So it's a song about meditating, thinking you're yourself, and then aligning with this new alignment and finding out that you're really the divine, or feeling that you're just like the divine or one with the divine. And it's called But I Was You. I love it. What can you do after the new alignment? Well, the new alignment isn't quite in place yet, but it will be once Pluto goes into Aquarius in November. It'll be here for 20 years, and that's going to put into place the new alignment. You can consider attuning to this new energy as a daily practice. You can consider asking the divine for alignment to this new intelligence, and you can focus on attuning to that in your meditations. This is all it takes. The other words are going to be coming into your body. Whenever you create, which is like a meditation, attune. Whenever you pray, which is like asking to become part of this alignment, you'll feel it. Let your soul know that you are interested in growing, coming into alignment with the divine, and expanding your consciousness. People of old used to say, what is your focus on? Whatever you focus on, you become. Remember that. Whatever you think is your life, whatever you focus on, you become. At first, it might be a little hard to regroup and retrain yourself, but you can do it over these next few months. Do that instead of listening to the news, and you'll be ahead of the game. When will all this be noticeable? When will we have this? You'll have it in your next lifetime, and you got it on the grid right now in this lifetime, and you have it for others to tap into by the way that you meditate, communicate with people, and help them to understand how to get into alignment and attunement. This can come to all as soon as 5 generations. I don't think it's going to take 500 years, but that's the mean. It depends on the person's stage of evolution, but it's approximately 500 years, and it will start to percolate down closer to the human consciousness level, and that's how things are going to shift on the planet. But it already has come down to the personal level on the planet. About 20% of the planet now are in alignment, and we're growing. And there's a worldwide connection. Everybody's meditating Sunday nights at 7:30 to come into alignment, no matter where you are, what country, or what time zone. Stop at 7:30. The energy is set for you to be uplifted and go into alignment at that time. There's another thing you might consider doing while you contemplate this kind of far-out change. Since you have interdimensional family ties, there's a galaxy ahead of you in your spiritual evolution. You might also want to consider attuning to the new divine intelligence and galactic portal upgrade before you go to sleep. And that's a great thing to know. Ask to join it before you go to sleep, and I guarantee you that your dreams will change and that you'll feel uplifted. And you know what? You're going to feel younger, you're going to breathe easier, and you're going to notice the change inside of your body, because all of your agony of mind will be lifted. Not that you aren't concerned about what's happening in your life and to your loved ones, but you trust and you know that everything's going to be okay and that everybody's on their own path and that your soul is growing and their soul is growing as fast as humanly possible for each person. Once you're aware of that, you can bring in forgiveness, gratitude, joy, and love. It's incredible. So this is what's happening this week with the Lion's Gate. We have the new moon, which I want you to write down all the things you want to bring into your life. We have the Lion's Gate, where you're going to ask your soul to harmonize, attune with, and allow in all the galactic information. And, of course, we have that old Mercury retrograde, which you can use to clean out the old. Get rid of what you don't need, what you no longer use, and give it away to the people that may need it. And you can recycle everything, and that's productive. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and our show is coming to an end. We have some great music. I have Speechless Moon by William Vitalis and Moonlight on My Window by William Vitalis. Plus, we have the meditation, and I stuck in another song that I want you to be aware of. It's called Tapestry. Again, it's by William Vitalis. But the idea of tapestry is that you're at the spinning wheel that your grandmother used to sit at, and you're making a tapestry, and you're weaving all these threads together in the tapestry. And you are an inch of gold thread in the tapestry of the universe. And you know what happens with a tapestry. If you pull out the thread, the whole thing collapses. So every life, every breath, everything on this planet is a tapestry. It's important. It holds up something. Even the summer flies and all the things that have been bothering people are there for a purpose. My grandmother used to teach me everything has a purpose, even poison ivy. And I used to laugh at her because I never understood why poison ivy had a purpose. Thank you for listening tonight, and we'll see you next week. Take care and good night.
Inside this new love, die. Your way begins on the other side. Inside this new love, become the sky. Time to take an axe to the prison wall. Walk out like someone suddenly born into color. Escape. Do it now. You're covered with thick clouds. Slide out the side, die, and be quiet, die, and be quiet. Running. silence. The speechless full moon comes out now.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body. Unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. And become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Some way to let my face become his. Would you like to hear about a dream I've had? You're the only one I've told this to. He shakes his head laughing, as if I know the trick you're hatching. But go ahead. With golden thread on a tapestry, the least figure, a playful audition. But nothing he works on is dull.